Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
You know, there's always so much to do, and I actually love to make lists and think, oh, we could do this and we could do that. And one of the things that Joshua, you and I have talked a lot about is we have to stay the course and do what ours to do.
Right. Yeah, it's very easy to sometimes not do that. But Acts 6, 2 through 4 really makes it clear to not do what is assigned for others to do. And so, you know, I know especially for me in business sometimes, I'll find myself really veering off and doing things that others that it's their job to do. And maybe I think I'm making things better by doing it, but then I'm not doing what only I can do. And then that can lead to problems. So that's definitely been a challenge and been something that I work on.
You know, and that's what I love about when we open the Bible and see that we are not the only ones that have done that. In Acts 6, 2 through 4, it shows that the disciples realized they couldn't be doing it all anymore.
Yeah.
And they were trying so hard and they realized that they needed to stay the course by continuing to do the message and to have others do other types of serving. And what it's taught me throughout the years, when I think about that and think about these people that were so filled with the message of God, and if they had not stayed on course, that our lives would be different. And so it tells me that I need to do the same, is that I need to encourage people to do what theirs to do. And if you will, I need to mind my own business.
Right. So stay the course, determine what's yours to do, and encourage others to do what's theirs to do. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.